A 10-point plan from the National Party for opening up the country again includes a boost to wage subsidies, tax cuts for small businesses, $100 hospitality vouchers, and our airports humming once again with double vaccinated international visitors. The government says it's already pursuing the plan's good bits, but is against a hard start date, which has been proposed as December the 1st. But what do Auckland businesses say about the latest plan for ending lockdown limbo? Joining us are representatives of two relevant sectors, travel and hospitality. David Coombs is the Managing Director of Flight Centre, and Mandy Lusk, a co-owner of the Vivace Restaurant in downtown Auckland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, I'll start with you, Mandy, in the hard-hit hospo sector. What do you like about this? Let's talk maybe the vouchers as a good starting point. Would this work?
I think anything that entices people back out into our industry is a fantastic thing. I think there's a lot of fear out there, but we realise we know how to run safe businesses. We're quite controlled by the Sale of Liquor Act anyway, and we want people, you know, ours is like the living room. For many inner-city apartments, and we need people to get back out, feel comfortable, start socialising safely again. And I think so many people have been impacted financially. To get just something little to get them back out would be great.
Mm. And you support the December 1 date?
Yeah, very much. It's been heartbreaking. This week's resurgence package for us went mostly on PAYE, and the balance was refunding Christmas function deposits.
What if on December 1 there are hundreds of cases daily? I mean, the reality is a lot of Aucklanders might not want to go out to bars and restaurants.
True, they might, and we respect that. It's going to make it hard, but there are other people also who desperately need socialisation. And people who want to get back to work, because the mental health toll on them in our industry is huge. It is going to be hard, especially being in the CBD in Auckland. Having something to aim for will
give you a bit of hope.
Yeah, and for some businesses, they won't be able to open like bars, and it may help them make decisions about the future. At least they have a date to make.
Just finally, Mandy, before I move to you, David, will you be able to survive this? I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? You can get through, can you see the light at the other side?
The longer it goes on, the dimmer it gets. But, you know, for us, it's walking away from something for many of us that we've worked all our lives for. So we'll hang in there and do our very best. But we just need to be able to be open and be trusted to open safely. I think National's acknowledgement of compensation for those businesses forced to trade or not trade at all is gratefully received.
And understand. I better get to David because we're running a bit short of time, but thank you, Mandy. David at Flight Centre, in your industry, what do you like about this plan that perhaps you would like the government to pick up?
Well, firstly, Corin, I like that there's a plan. I like that there's milestones and there's targets and there's, you know, firm and detailed actions, and that's what we've been calling out for a long time. You know, what we really like, you know, for our industry is that we can see, you know, in this plan, a place where international borders reopen. And that's absolutely the key. And, you know, that's the key for us as an industry, but it's also the key for our customers. We've got customers who are separated families. We've got corporate, you know, New Zealand who want to get back out and do business again. You know, there's everyday Kiwis who are desperate for a holiday. It's been a really stressful time. And, you know, they've got their money tied up in credits with numerous travel providers. So the opportunity to travel safely, to welcome international visitors and not be left behind, because the rest of the world is opening up. There's limited air capacity globally at the moment anyway, and the risk is if we don't get moving that New Zealand gets left behind, and that's no good for New Zealand Inc.
Plans, though, are difficult at the moment. Look at the UK. I mean, they're having to start, perhaps have a bit of a rethink. Delta doesn't always allow plans to be made.
Well, it doesn't, and we need to be able to pivot. But we've been making impossible decisions for 18 months now, Corin. So, you know, we're pretty adept as an industry and as you know, a country at pivoting. But if you don't move towards the future of where we need to get to, and the circumstances are changing here in New Zealand, even the vaccination targets in this plan are higher than just about anywhere in the globe, including Queensland, who are, you know, renowned as being very conservative. So I think there's a lot there to safeguard New Zealand and enable us.
Okay. Hey, David, I'm sorry to have to cut you short. We're running short of time this morning, but thank you very much for that. David Coombs, the Managing Director of Flight Centre, and Mandy Lusk also speaking there, the co-owner of the Valachi restaurant downtown Auckland.